You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Friday the 13th edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and I'm watching out for cracks in the sidewalk, black cats, and anything else that's bad luck. Even though I don't believe in such things, you can never be too careful. So let's get started with the mailbag here on this Friday the 13th with a question from Ryan Grismer, who uses the submission form on DenverBroncos.com and asks, with C.J. Anderson emerging and a great number two back in Ronnie Hillman, will Monte Ball have another chance for the starting running back position? Well, first of all, I wouldn't call Ronnie Hillman great. I mean, there's a reason why he's been a backup for most of his career and really, you know, has just been inconsistent. So I wouldn't call him great, and I wouldn't say that Ronnie Hillman has a lock on the number two running back position by any stretch of the imagination. And it's because of Monte Ball, like you said. You know, Ball's going to come back from a groin injury that ended his 2014 season. I don't think he's going to be the starter because C.J. Anderson did so well in the second half of the season. He made the Pro Bowl. He was the second most productive running back in the second half of the year in yards from scrimmage, right behind Pittsburgh's Le'Veon Bell. So I don't see C.J. Anderson losing that job for any reason other than injury. But I do see Monte Ball pushing him as the number two and certainly being a viable relief option for C.J. Anderson. And then Ronnie Hillman, I could see him basically being a change of pace type guy when you want a little more speed. You know, being an every down back, I think we've seen over time, that's not what Ronnie Hillman does best, but I think Monte Ball still has that all-around skill set. He's a better blocker than Ronnie Hillman at this point, and that's still going to matter, even in the overhauled offense that Gary Kubiak's going to bring in this year. So while I think C.J. Anderson has the job, number one job, locked up, assuming he stays healthy, it would not surprise me if Monte Ball ends up as a number two and gets plenty of opportunities in 2015. Our second mailbag question for the week is from Joshua Bowers, who uses the submission form on DenverBroncos.com and asks, with us switching to a 3-4, do you see any position changes for any of the front seven on defense? Well, subtle position changes. I think, you know, you've seen Malik Jackson and Derek Wolfe be defensive tackles and defensive ends depending on the situation. I think going forward they settle in as defensive ends in the 3-4, flanking a nose tackle. It might be Terrence Knight, and if they re-sign him, might be somebody else depending on free agency in the draft. I think we're going to see that play itself out in the next few weeks. Also, you look at the linebackers. You know, Von Miller, he's been a strong side linebacker, but also a pass rush defensive end. I think he settles in as strictly an outside linebacker, strong side in base, and then just a rush linebacker when they go to nickel formations. DeMarcus Ware, defensive end last year, I think he goes to outside linebacker, although it's pretty much the same job description. You know, you're going to rush the passer primarily. You're going to do it more from a stand-up position now rather than having a hand in the dirt. And from what DeMarcus Ware did in Dallas under Wade Phillips, we know what kind of outside linebacker he can be in the pass rush. And then you've got the other linebackers, Brandon Marshall, Dane Trevathan. Those guys, they were weak side linebackers before. I think they'll both settle in as inside linebackers going forward. You know, their size is pretty close to the average for a 3-4 inside linebacker, but they also bring that speed and pursuit that Wade Phillips wants from his defense. Historically, he hasn't wanted big, massive guys as inside linebackers. He wants guys that can pursue and make tackles, and those are the position changes I think you're going to see going forward. Thanks for all the questions, and remember, if you want in on next week's mailbag, which we're going to do from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, you can tweet at me. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter and use the hashtag AskMace, or go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag and use the submission form there. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.